There was once a man with short brown hair and dark grey eyes who lived in a small village by a hill. He lived in a tiny house next to a school and spent his days writing stories about fantastical monsters and brave knights and witches and dragons and everything else his mind could imagine. He sold these stories to the local school for the teachers to read to the children, because he was not brave enough to read them himself. The man enjoyed his job very much, but he was also very lonely, and he wished for someone to share his tiny house with, someone who might sit and listen to his stories, someone just like him. But he was starting to think someone else like him didn't really exist. One day, while he was waiting at his desk, writing a story about a pirate and his crew, a tiny mouse appeared in his tiny house and sat upon his desk. Small and snow-white, with a golden ring attached to its back by a strap. The man found this rather peculiar, as he'd never seen a mouse in his house before, and he didn't have any cheese. What on earth was it doing here? He wondered. Hello, he says, and the mouse squeaks back. The man frowns. Mice weren't known for talking to people. What are you doing here? He asks. The mouse scurries over to him eagerly, claws making a gentle rest-ta-ta-ta on the wooden desk, and rests by the man's hand, which holds his pen. The man is rather confused. Am I to write you something? Is that it? The mouse squeaks twice, and looks up at him with two beady red eyes. The man thinks that this is all rather silly. He decides that he has wasted too much time playing with the mouse, and tries to shoo it off his desk, but the mouse persists, and nudges the man's pen with its nose. The man wonders if the golden ring that sits on the mouse's back is to hold a roll of paper. As if reading his thoughts, the mouse squeaks excitedly and runs in a small circle, as if chasing its own tail. The man finds this very silly indeed. He decides to do as the mouse wishes, eager to have it scurry off so he can get back to his story. So he tears a strip of paper from his notebook and, with a shrug, writes "Hello" on it. He then rolls it up tight and slips it into the golden ring on the mouse's back. In an instant, the mouse skitters around the edge of the desk and out of sight. The man looks confused, but shrugs and gets back to his story, and doesn't think about the mouse again. Until 3 days later, when the mouse returns, this time with his golden ring as full of paper as when he last saw it. The man instantly assumes that it is his paper, and unslips it from the mouse's back and unrolls it, expecting to see his handwriting. Much to his surprise, he does not. He sees the handwriting of another, someone who clearly enjoys writing just as much as he, and they have written a message. But to him? This is most curious, he mumbles. The mouse sits on its hind legs, waiting patiently, and the man looks down at him again. You must be a messenger mouse. Is that what you are? He asks politely, and the mouse squeaks back, which the man took to mean yes. He finds this all rather silly, as he did not know who had sent the reply, and he couldn't ask the mouse, unless, of course, the person's name was Squeak, which he very much doubted. However, he finds it hard to ignore the loveliness of this person's handwriting, and how they ask if he is happy. No one has asked him that in a long time. This person must be very nice indeed, he decides. And so, with another shrug, he tears a longer strip of paper from his notebook, and writes that he is very well. He also tells this person his name, and he asks them if they like stories. He slips the paper into the mouse's paper ring, and off once again it scurries, down behind the desk, out of sight. Once again, the mouse returns with another reply, and with this, he learns that this other person is a she, and he learns her name, which he believes to be the most beautiful name he has ever heard. He also learns that she does like stories, and she writes them herself, which makes him even happier. and so on and so forth. The man writes messages to the woman, and she writes back, and the tiny messenger mouse scurries back and forth between them, never looking one bit tired. And the man does not feel so lonely anymore. Weeks pass, and the man finds himself writing more messages to his new friend than he does writing stories. However, he soon finds himself running out of paper. Rather than going out to buy more, he thinks, "I wish I could talk to her in person." And so he devises a plan. "I will follow the messenger mouse. Surely," he thinks, "he will lead me right to her." The next time the mouse appears, he already has a message prepared and quickly slips it into the golden ring, ready for the chase. He slips out the door to his tiny house into the street and sees the mouse slipping down an alleyway to the side of his tiny house. He hurries after it, chasing it down streets and roads, under tunnels and over bridges, until he leaves the village behind him. So focused on his chase, he barely notices. Soon, the dirt under his shoes turns to sand, and the man realizes he is running down a golden beach next to a bright blue sea. When he turns his head back from the ocean, he realizes the mouse has vanished from sight. "Oh no," he cries, "how will I ever find her now?" Filled with sadness, he sits down on the golden beach and sighs, making himself comfortable to wait for the mouse to return. "It will only be a few days," he thinks, "and I wish to meet this woman so very, very much." He watches the sun rise and fall over the sparkling ocean, and stands up as the sun rises on the fourth day, the day the mouse is sure to come back with his reply. Joy fills his heart. But no mouse appears. All day he waits and waits, his feet sinking into the warm sand, and he wonders if the mouse might have realized he had been followed and would thus never return. Sadness fills his heart, and he falls backwards onto the sand, spreading his arms and legs wide. "Excuse me," the voice drifts across to his ears from far away. He turns his head before quickly rising to a sit at the sight. A woman with long black hair and bright green eyes is running across the sand towards him, waving her hand eagerly. She nears him and huffs and puffs, and he realizes she has been running. She catches her breath and says, "Have you seen a mouse pass by here?" she asks, and he shakes his head and says he has not. She throws her arms in the air and sighs, "Oh, I am a fool. I thought the messenger mouse would lead me to someone, but clearly I have been very silly indeed." The man laughs suddenly, much to the woman's confusion. "Why, that doesn't sound silly at all," he says, a wide smile across his face.